From the Ingalls studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Friday, April 5th, and happy 73rd birthday to ABBA singer Agnetha Faltskog. Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories presented by Gwinnett County Public Schools. Fatal altercation at Buford residence results in death. Buford man faces charges for allegedly strangling roommate to death using TV cable and knife. And Phillips State Prison inmate in Buford faces charges for constructing and sending explosive devices. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Mark your calendars for an exciting opportunity to shape the future. Gwinnett County Public Schools Job Fair, April 11th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Discovery High School. Fast track your teaching career. Meet face-to-face with district leaders, ready to welcome you aboard. Say yes to GCPS and register at TeamGCPS.com today.
Gwinnett County Police responded to a trouble unknown call in Buford where they found a man dead in a residence on Ivy Birch Way. The call came in at 1:45 a.m. after a witness reported hearing distressing sounds. Upon arrival, officers noted signs of a physical altercation on one of the occupants. Subsequently, they discovered the deceased man inside the house. Detectives suspect an argument among the occupants escalated into a fight. They're interviewing a person of interest. Police stated that they are not seeking suspects outside the home. The victim's identity will be disclosed after notifying the next of kin. Authorities urge anyone with information to contact GCPD detectives or Crime Stoppers anonymously for a potential reward. 19-year-old Eric Ruiz Lopez from Buford is accused of strangling and fatally stabbing his roommate during a physical altercation at their North Gwinnett home. The victim's identity has not been disclosed by police, but it's confirmed they shared a bedroom. Officers responded to a call reporting trouble at the residence and found the victim's body upon arrival. Ruiz Lopez allegedly choked the victim unconscious with a TV cable before returning with a knife to stab him multiple times. Detectives have interviewed Ruiz Lopez, and the victim's identity will be released once next of kin are informed. Authorities urge anyone with information to contact detectives or Crime Stoppers anonymously for a potential reward. David Cassidy, a 55-year-old inmate serving a life sentence in a Georgia state prison, has been indicted for allegedly constructing and mailing bombs to two federal buildings. He purportedly built the bombs while incarcerated at a state prison in Reidsville and sent them to a federal courthouse in Anchorage, Alaska, and a Justice Department building in Washington, D.C. Charges against him include making an unregistered destructive device, mailing destructive devices, and attempted malicious use of an explosive. The case is under investigation by multiple law enforcement agencies, including the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, the U.S. Marshal Service, the FBI, and the Georgia Bureau of Investigation and the Georgia Department of Corrections. The indictment was issued by a grand jury in the Southern District of Georgia. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. We'll be right back.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral prearrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassionate care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor Samuel Clifford Crosby, Shirley Ann Lamb, and Joanne Welch Mack. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Will Hinton, a 28-year-old Dacula native and staff sergeant at Fort Monroe, has qualified for the men's trap competition in the 2024 Summer Olympic Games in Paris. Despite being behind in the trials, he managed to secure his spot by defeating 121 other shooters in Tucson, Arizona. Hinton's teammate, Rachel Tozier, also earned a spot in the women's trap category. Hinton credits his mental training and determination for his success. He plans to continue training rigorously and bet on himself for a shot at the gold medal. Hinton, who began shooting at a young age, will compete with his own weapon and 12-gauge Krieghoff K80. He intends to continue competing as long as he remains competitive and enjoys the sport. U.S. Representative Andrew Clyde is demanding an investigation into mail delivery delays caused by issues at the new Regional Processing and Distribution Center in Palmetto. Clyde has called the USPS Inspector General Tammy Hall to conduct an audit, citing an increase in delays which has led to disrupted mail delivery operations and impacted residents' lives, including delayed bill payments and medicine deliveries. Clyde's demand for accountability follows similar calls from Senator John Ossoff and Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. He expects a preliminary response within 30 days of his letter. We'll be back in a moment.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. Are you looking to save money on your grocery shopping trip? Don't overlook Laura Lynn products. Laura Lynn is our store brand or private label line of products that taste great and represent great savings for you and your family. So be sure and give Laura Lynn products a try.
Georgia United Credit Union has appointed Adam Marlowe as new Chief Strategy Officer to oversee marketing, product development, and member advocacy efforts. Marlowe brings extensive experience from his previous roles at credit unions, including as Chief Operating Officer at PowerCo Federal Credit Union and various positions at Georgia's own credit union. With a focus on enhancing the member experience, Marlowe's strategic leadership aims to drive corporate vision and innovation at Georgia United. His appointment reflects the credit union's commitment to growth and community service. A federal lawsuit filed in 2020 by plaintiffs, including Briante McCorkle of Georgia Conservation Voters, seeks to change the way public service commissioners are elected in Georgia, arguing that the current system disenfranchises black voters. Amid this, a proposed delay in state utility regulator elections until 2025 has sparked controversy. Critics argue that postponement denies millions of Georgia power customers their right to elect representatives who oversee utility rates. The delay is seen as an attempt to extend current commissioners' terms, exacerbating concerns over rate increases and environmental decisions. While proponents of this delay cite the need for staggering elections for continuity, opponents including McCorkle and former PSC candidate Patty Durand view it as a tactic to maintain the status quo. The situation underscores broader debates over electoral fairness and utility regulation in Georgia. And now here's your guide, Weekly Health Minutes.
I want to welcome the Program Director for Suicide Prevention, Amira Abdul-Hafid, and you're the Program Director for Suicide Prevention, as I just said, and there's a lot of, I call it stuff going around the country, which is an epidemic about these opioids. So can you kind of tell us the trend about what's going on in Gwinnett County with opioids, fentanyl, and what people need to know?
Of course, yes. So unfortunately, we're seeing a huge increase in opioid-related overdose deaths, particularly related to fentanyl. But in Gwinnett, let's put it a little bit in perspective, just in the first month of this year, first month of January of this year in 2024, we had already seen three times as many overdose deaths compared to the first month of 2023. And that is just in comparison from 1 year. So that kind of just puts it in perspective. Of course, we're in April now, but if we're already three times more in just the first month of the year, unfortunately, we are seeing that huge increase. From what I know, the Georgia Department of Public Health has said that the deaths related to opioids in Georgia has increased by over 61% just in the years of 2019 and 2021. So it is a huge epidemic crisis right now that we're seeing.
For more information and resources, please visit guideinc.org.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community Podcast for Rockdown, the New Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News Podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.